we left off last week, we were discussing the Isser of Einos and Lashon B'Moed, in light of the fact that the Gemara and Masechet Ksubos alludes to the fact that at least there's some kind of case where Minat Torah, a person is permitted to get married in Yom Tov. Remember the context of the Gemara was, the Gemara is trying to figure out whether the father is Zocha and the Ma'isi Adayim of the daughter. The Gemara says that he has a possibility to marry her off, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, at a time when she couldn't be working anyway. So Tosfos jumped on the Gemara. What do you mean he could have married her off on Yom Tov? You're not allowed to marry, get married on Yom Tov. The Torah says you're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov. What happened to Enos and Nashim and Moed? So we were trying very, very hard last week to find a chetim, to find a case. How can you have a case where on the one hand you're allowed to get married on Yom Tov min HaTorah, and it's not a violation of Eima Ivan Simcha B'Simcha? So last week we had one possibility. That was Tosfos' suggestion that we're dealing with, it's Erev Yom Tov, it's the time of Tosefus Yom Tov. Tosefus Yom Tov is only halacha, according to Tosfos, it's only a halacha concerning malacha. It doesn't affect the mitzvah saseh, it doesn't affect the actual transformation of a day to Kedushas Yom Tov. That was one whole mahalach that we went last week. There is one last mahalach, by the sense of the last tikkun of the sugya. I can say this is the longest sugya we've been doing. We started, took a break for 6 months, but it's still a long sugya. So there is another answer that's given, a famous answer that's suggested by the Shagas Aryeh that we just discussed a little bit. Because not only is it important in terms of wrapping up our sugya, but it opens up for us other issues concerning Yom Tov and Sukkos Yom Tov, etc. So the Shagas Aryeh suggests that perhaps the answer to the Gemara's kasha is as follows. We're searching high and low for a time on a Yom Tov when in a Torah the Zin of Eim Arvah Simcha B'Simcha doesn't apply. So says the Shagas Aryeh, I'll tell you exactly which Yom Tov it's referring to. It's not referring to the Shal Shagolim, it's referring to the Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah. There is a Yom Tov on the calendar where the Isser of Einosim, Nashim, and Moed doesn't apply. So comes the Sheikh Yisai and says, Min HaTorah, when are you not allowed to get married? When it's Shalosh Regolim, but on Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, there's no din of Einosim, Nashim, and Moed. Obviously, Lamaisi can't get married Rosh Hashanah because Midrash Rabbani is not allowed to get married on any Shabbos in Yom Tov. Because of other Gezeiras, you make up the right, etc. But Min HaTorah, which is all we're interested in right now, Min HaTorah is permissible to get married in Rosh Hashanah. Why is that, says the Sheikh Yisayeh? The whole Isser of Einosim Nashim B'Moyed is Eim Arv and Simcha B'Simcha. So says the Sheikh Yisayeh, Rosh Hashanah? Not a Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. There's no mitzvah B'Samachtim Chagecha in Rosh Hashanah. So since there's no mitzvah of Simcha Yom Tov in Rosh Hashanah, the main of the Isser of Eim Arv and Simcha B'Simcha doesn't apply. And that's what the Gemara in Masechus Ksubos is referring to. Akan Divrei Shagas Aryeh, that appear in a Sefer Torah Avodah Shagas Aryeh. I wrote a few Sparim. One of his, of course, his most famous Sefer was the Shas HaTshuva Shagas Aryeh. And his other Sparim that he wrote was Sefer Torah Avodah, which is the Perush on Sefer Masechet and Shas. So the Sefer Torah Avodah, this is the answer that he gives.
Weren't Samachta V'chakav Lo Vishtachua and Ein Marvin Simchus are two independent?
Right. So we pointed out that there are two different reasons. There may even be some lefkaminas between the two, but the Shagas Aryeh is assuming that neither of them apply in Rosh Hashanah. It's not as Man Simchon, therefore there's no Ein Marvin Simchus. There's no Samachta V'chagecha, there's no Vom Ishtacha. The whole thing doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah. So the question is this really true? Is the Shagas Aryeh suggestion correct that Rosh Hashanah is so fundamentally different than the Sholosh Regolim in the sense that there isn't a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov? What makes this statement of the Shagas Aryeh very, very surprising is that there is a machlokas about the Shaila, and the Shagas Aryeh himself happens to be the strongest supporter of the position that there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah. So we have to analyze what the Shagas Aryeh means in that context in light of what his general approach to Rosh Hashanah is. So there is a discussion already in the Rishonim. Is there a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov in Rosh Hashanah? The simple pshat that this is a machlokes that goes back all the way back to the days of the Gaonim, the Rosh, and the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah quotes that there were two different nuschos in the Tefillah when you daven in Rosh Hashanah, when you say Kiddush in Rosh Hashanah. So we say Vatitzen Lanu Hashem Elokeinu BeAhava. So on most Yom Tov we say Mu'adim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sroso L'Siyom Chaga Shavuot Chaga Matzah, etc. So we introduced the Kedushas Hayom with the phrase Mu'adim Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sroso. So there was some Rishonim who said, some Gaonim already who said that you should say the same thing on Rosh Hashanah. That the Lord Hashem can be Ava Mu'adim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sroso and Yom as Yikar as a Yom Teruah. And there are other Rishonim the Rosh quotes, other Gaonim who said no. That in Rosh Hashanah you skip that whole introductory phrase and you say Batita Lan Hashem can be Ava, and you jump immediately to as Yom Hazikar and as a Yom Teruah. So what's the machlokes? Is it appropriate to mention Mo'adim L'Simcha, Chagim L'Zmanim L'Sosin Rosh Hashanah? So at first glance, I emphasize first glance, maybe another pshat in the machlokes, but at first glance, it appears that that's the issue that they're arguing about. Those Gaonim who put the phrase Mo'adim L'Simcha, Chagim L'Zmanim L'Sosin are of the opinion that there is a mitzvah of Simcha's Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah. Those Rishonim who deleted it, those Gaonim who didn't have it in their text, are of the opinion that there's no mitzvah of Simcha's Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. That's a simple pshat in the machlokes. I say the simple pshat because Rav Zolti in the Sefer, the Mishnas Yaveh, suggests that it could be that's not even the issue. It could be, says Mishnas Yaveh, that everybody agrees there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yadav and Rosh Hashanah. Those Rishonim who took it out of the text, they took it out, or they didn't have it in their Nuscha Tefillah, for the same reason that the Gemara says you don't say Chal on Rosh Hashanah. Because it's Chag, but it's a super Chayiv, the super Mesa Pesukim Lefanav. Means you kind of tone down the Simcha aspect of Rosh Hashanah. Means yes, it's true that Aliba de Emes, in truth, there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. In truth, it is a Yom Simcha. On the other hand, we don't walk around bragging about it. We don't publicize it.
But is it considered Chag? Is it considered Chag?
Well, I mean, the Pasuk uses the term Chag. The Kesel Yom Chageinu, the Pasuk in Tehillim, does use the phrase Chag. So Rav Zolti says that machlokes ha-Gaonim, whether we mention Mo'adim L'Simcha, Chag L'Zmanim, L'Sosa, Rosh Hashanah, isn't necessarily a halachic machlokes in the sense of is there Simcha Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah? But maybe the machlokes is, even though everybody agrees there is Simcha Yom Tov, maybe we don't talk about it. We don't brag about it because Simcha Chayim, Simcha Mason, Simcha Mufanav, and therefore it detracts a little bit from our publicizing the fact that it's a Chag. But whatever the case may be, says the Shagasariyeh, it appears to him that there absolutely is a mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. No question about it. The Shagasariyeh writes in his Sefer Shur Shagasariyeh. Says the Shagasariyeh, proved to be on the shadow of a doubt there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Shagasariyeh, are you allowed to cook on Rosh Hashanah? Is there a het tovach on nefesh on Rosh Hashanah? Everybody knows. Of course there is. Everybody knows you're allowed to cook on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Shagasariyeh, why is it that the Torah gives us this heter called Achol Nefesh? Shem Shavuos coming up soon. Why is it that the Torah gives us this heter of Achashay Achol Nefesh? A lot of cook on Yontif. Why should it be? So says the Shagas, he didn't make this up on his own. He's basing himself on the Sugya Maseches Tzachim in the beginning of the sixth parak, that the heter of Achol Nefesh and Yontif is linked directly to the mitzvah Simchas Yontif. It's basically the Torah telling us you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov in order to enable you to fulfill the mitzvah of Yom Tov. That's the connection between the two. If so, we know for a fact that you're allowed to cook on Rosh Hashanah. Everybody, every woman knows you're allowed to cook on Rosh Hashanah, the same as you're allowed to cook on the Shas Regalim. Put two and two together, says the Shagasai, it's a proof positive that there must be a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah. Because Lo Yetzuya, if there wouldn't have been a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah, then there never would have been a heter to cook on Rosh Hashanah. There never would have been a heter of Echol Nefesh Rosh Hashanah. So the Shagasai says, to open a shut case, there is a mitzvah d'araisa of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah, and the source probably being, b'samachta b'chagecha, Rosh Hashanah is b'kesel v'yem chageinu, is also called the Chag. Rosh Hashanah is no less than Pesach Shavuos and Sukkot, vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Atan d'vir Shagasai. So now we have a contradiction within the Shagasai himself. On the one hand, the Shagasai claims that there's no isser of the Samach, there's no isser of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha Rosh Hashanah. The Shagasai says you're allowed to get married in Rosh Hashanah. No problem. Min HaTorah, you're allowed to get married in Rosh Hashanah because the Samach B'Chayecha doesn't apply. Because Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha doesn't apply. Whereas the Shagasai himself was the strongest supporter of that position, that there is a mitzvah of Simcha Rosh Hashanah. It's Mamash Astir Guluya from what he writes in the Sefer Shagasai, to what he writes in the Sefer Terei Evid. So how do we understand what the Shagasai is talking about? Is there Simcha Rosh Hashanah? Is there no Simcha Rosh Hashanah? So in order to understand this, we have to go back to a fundamental question which goes way beyond the Rosh Hashanah, but really touches upon Simchas Yom Tov per se. So we're already within Shloshim Yom Shavuos, we can call it a mini Shavuos year also. What's the nature of this Shaila? We've been thrown around for the last couple of minutes. Is there Simcha Rosh Hashanah? Is there no Simcha Rosh Hashanah? What's the Kudus of Machlokes? What's the issue? Should there be? Forget about what the Rishonim say for a second. Just conceptually, what would we say? Should there be a mitzvah of Simcha Rosh Hashanah? Should there not be a mitzvah of Simcha Rosh Hashanah? So the answer to the question is, we have to define precisely what is the mitzvah of Simcha Yom Tov. How exactly does Simcha Yom Tov really express itself? How do we define, afidin, what the concept of Simcha Yom Tov is all about? So there is a famous machlekes of Rishonim that we've spoken about in the past that gets to the root, the very essence of what Simchas Yom Tov is or is not. Comes Tosus from Maseches Ma'akot and Daf Yedal of the days, and in one fell swoop, Tosus does away with the entire mitzvah of Simchas Yontif for us. Says Tosus, Min HaTorah, Simchas Yontif can only be fulfilled Bizman HaMikdash. Because what does Simchas Yontif mean? Achilas Besar Shlomim. Achilas Besar, Korban Shlomim, Shami Simcha. That's the only way to fulfill Simchas Yontif on the level of Derai. That's the Loshna Gemara. Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kaim, Ein Simcha Elav Achilas Besar Shlomim. The Gemara says that today, even in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, we have other things. We have Yayin, according to Rambam, we have regular Basar, buy our wives new clothing, buy the kids candies, take the kids to their amusement park, so many other things that we call Shar Simachos. Says Tosfos, that whole institution of Shar Simachos is only Midrabanan. It's a nice thing, but it's not Minatorah. Minatorah, Simchas Yontif, is the equivalent of Achilas Pesach Shlomim, no more, no less. That is Simchas Yontif Deraisa. Comes the Rambam Minuchas Yontif and says, not true. Comes the Rambam and says, it's true that Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayam, you're supposed to bring Kavanos, there's no question about that, but you can still have Simchas Yontif Bizman HaZeh. Anything else that makes you happy, anything else that adds to the celebration of Yontif is a mitzvah d'araisa Simchas Yontif, not just a mitzvah d'rabbanos. Machlokes says in the Rambam. So what's the Nekudas of Machlokes? What are they arguing about? Tosfos view Simchas Yontif through the lens of Mikdash. According to Tosfos, the Mikdash is the only way to express Simchas Yontif properly on the level of their eyes. Everything else falls short on the level of their eyes. Huh? And the Rambam says Mikdash is one of the ways, but there are many other ways in the Torah as well. L'chora, this machlokes tells the Rambam whether Simchas Yontif must be expressed in Mikdash, or whether you can conceive of Simchas Yontif even out of the Mikdash on the level of their eyes. Huh? L'chora, that's the Nekudas Machlokes. It's about Rosh Hashanah. Is Rosh Hashanah an appropriate time of Simcha min HaTorah or not? So the Shalosh Regalim, so we know you come to the base of Mikdash, you have to bring Kavanos, you bring a Kavan Oyla, Kavan Shlomim, Shalmi Chagiga, Shalmi Simcha, you eat the meat, El Yom HaRegel, we have Sparim Bazar, you get the whole picture. None of that applies in Rosh Hashanah. There is no mitzvah to visit the base of Mikdash in Rosh Hashanah, there is no special Kavanos that are brought in Rosh Hashanah, there are Kavanos Tzibur that are brought, there's Kavan Musaf that's brought, that's true. But as an individual, there's no reason for me to go to the Beis HaMikdash. I want to go and hear the Kesharif in the Beis HaMikdash. Good, beautiful, matzah. I want to daven in the Beis HaMikdash. That's fine. But there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah any more, any less than any other day of the year to go to the Beis HaMikdash and to eat the sacrabanos. So, l'chora, if you hold, like the Baal Yad Tosfos, that the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is mikdash-oriented, it must express itself with Achilas Pesach Shlomim, so that it's inconceivable there should be a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, there's no Pesach Shlomim. You know, if I can't, you're not allowed to stop Shech Tavanas and Yontif for no reason. You're not allowed to stop bring, that would be a Shiloh, whether it's a Korban Shlomim, it's a Machlokes, okay, we'll leave that out for now. But there is no mitzvah, for sure there's no Chiyuv to bring Tavanas on Rosh Hashanah. So according to the Baal Yad Tosfos, what's Shaykh to say to Simchas Yontif and Rosh Hashanah? How can you even speak about Simchas Yontif and Rosh Hashanah on a level of their eyes? If there's no Mikdash aspect, because the whole definition of Simchas Yontif is only through the realm of Mikdash. Whereas according to the Rambam, Shar Smachos exists in the Torah. According to the Rambam, you can have Simchas Yontif by eating a piece of meat. But you can have Simchas Yontif by drinking a cup of wine. You have Simchas Yontif by buying your wife a new dress. So according to the Rambam, that Simchas Yontif min HaTorah exists out of the realm of Mikdash. Why is it so difficult to view Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Simcha? So those things that you do, chutzpah mikdash, basa, yayin, new clothes, candies, whatever you want to do, whatever you would do on any other Yontif, you can do Rosh Hashanah also. So min HaTorah, this shaykh to speak about Simchas Yontif and Rosh Hashanah. So the chora, this shaila that either the Gaonim are raising, or at least the Sheikh Asai is raising, is this Simchas Yontif and Rosh Hashanah, is really a question, what is the nature of Simchas Yontif in general? Is Simchas Yontif mikdash halacha like Tosfos? Therefore, it would not apply to Rosh Hashanah. Or Simchas Yontif not linked to the Mikdash. It's the whole davar on the level of the Raisa, and therefore would apply to Rosh Hashanah.
The individual out of the country and the periphery doesn't have how could Simchas Yontif and the Mikdash, Achilat Shlamim, affect his Marvin Simchas?
Oh, yeah, okay, we'll get to a second. So now we have to go one step further. According to the Rambam, who says that you can have Simcha b'Shar Simachos min HaTorah, according to the Rambam, the corollary is you can have Simcha Rosh Hashanah min HaTorah, you can have Simcha b'Zman HaZeh min HaTorah. One can raise the following question. According to the Shittas Rambam, how do we understand the fact that on the one hand, even the Rambam concedes you're supposed to go to the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to have the B'Shar Shlomim, What's Pshat the Rambam? Does the Rambam hold there are two independent parts of Simchas Yontif? There are two different modes of Simchas Yontif. There's going to the Beis HaMikdash and eating shlom, that's one way of doing it. And then there's an equally effective way of doing it, of having basar, the yayin, and other things. Those are two separate independent fulfillments of Simchas Yontif. What do we say now? That even the Rambam, who understands that it's shayach to have Simchas Yontif, chutz for Mikdash, that the Rambam concedes that the Iker Simcha is Mikdash. The Rambam holds the real way to do Simchas Yontif is Besar Shlomim. That's the real... There's a... It's a booby prize. It means you didn't get the real thing. All right, so the Torah says you couldn't come to the Beis HaMikdash. Nebuch will give you another way of fulfilling the mitzvah. But the Iker mitzvah is really to do with the Mikdash, even according to the Rambam. According to Tosos, there is no booby prize. According to Tosos, it's all or nothing. Either you come to the Mikdash, have your Shlomim, or don't bother doing anything in the Torah. Everything else is all about the Rabbanan. According to the Rambam, that other aspects, other celebrations of Simcha are the Araisa, but they're secondary Simchas. It's not the Iker Simcha Amar B'Torah. Even the Rambam concedes that the Iker Simcha Amar B'Torah is the Sar Shlomim. If we go the second route, so then we may begin to understand what the Shagas Hari is driving at.
The Shagas Hari and everyone else, besides the Rambam, is there an element of a deraisa simcha in general, a term simcha that's a deraisa?
Well, according to the Rambam, yes.
No.
But we don't know yet according to the Shagas Hari. We're not sure. According to the Rambam, for sure.
Just the term simcha. Forget about the context of yontif. Is the term simcha that exists
on
a Torah level?
There may be like other kinds of, say, Achilas Mashasheni, Bishamach Mechalatov, there may be other Karbonas are eating the Simcha.
Each one would also be time to...
Right. All the terms of Simcha, all Mikdash.
So that term Simcha cannot exist
Right.
In any context.
That's right.
Not just in
Yontif.
Then it follows through.
In other words,
it's not just focused on...
On Yontif, it's the whole theme of Simcha is always with Nehashem. It's always used with Nehashem. Right. So everyone understands from the Rambam that even the Rambam who accepts other Simchas deraisa, but he concedes that the Iker Simcha, the main celebration of Simcha is Mamikdash, even on Yom Tov. So now we can begin to understand what the Shach Shai is driving at. This Isser of Ein Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, this halacha that you're not allowed to minimize the Simcha of Yom Tov. Which aspect of Simcha is Yom Tov you're not allowed to minimize? Which aspect of Simcha is Yom Tov you're not allowed to join together with? One could suggest you're not allowed to join, you're not allowed to impinge upon the Iker Simchas Yontif. I mean, if you have a Simchas Yontif, which is the real Makor, you have a Simchas Yontif of Mikdash, that's where the Isser of Eimah Arvin Simcha B'Simcha applies. So the Rambam, the Shagasai, holds as follows. On Rosh Hashanah, yes, there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. There's no question there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. But the mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah is by definition not the highest level Simcha. There is a difference between Simcha of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot in contrast to Simcha of Rosh Hashanah. Because the Simcha of the Shalosh Regalim is the high level Simcha, is the Iker Simcha of Abatayra, is the Simcha Samikdash. So it's only that level of Simcha Samikdash that creates an Isser Vein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Simcha that we have in Rosh Hashanah exists. It's a deraisa kikim, not like Taisus in my kind. It's a deraisa kikim according to the Rambam, but it's not the Iker Simcha of Torah. It's the secondary level of Simcha, the booby prize Simcha. That secondary level of Simcha doesn't carry with it an Isra of Ein Ma'arev Simcha B'Simcha. There's nothing wrong with being Ma'arev with that Simcha. So that's what the Shagas Aryeh is. Not a Shtimit Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh is the biggest believer. There's a mitzvah of Simcha Yadav and Rosh Hashanah. There's no shyness of the Shagas Aryeh that Simcha Yadav applies Minat Torah and Rosh Hashanah. If not, then it would be also to cook in Rosh Hashanah. That was the whole theme, that was the whole premise of the Shagas Aryeh, that the Heter V'Echol Nefesh is predicated on the din of Simchas Yontif. So of course there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif and Rosh Hashanah, but it doesn't mean that it's on equal footing with the Shalosh Regalim. Apidin, it's different than the Shalosh Regalim. The Shalosh Regalim has Simchas HaMikdash, Rosh Hashanah doesn't have Simchas HaMikdash. It's only that dimension of Simchas HaMikdash that carries with it the Isser of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So Mishnah Siavich develops this Yesoid, V'dasta Shekes Ayeh, V'dasta Rambam, that Simcha exists under Rosh Hashanah, yes. Simchas Yotir, yes. Simchas HaMikdash, no. And it's Simchas HaMikdash that ultimately is responsible for the din of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha.
The Shagas Aryeh holds that you do say in Kiddush the Nesach of Simcha?
No, so that could be for the other reason. That's what the Mishnah Siavich develops, that just because you don't say that Nesach doesn't mean that you don't say, that doesn't mean that you hold there's no Simcha. It could be the same way we don't say Hallel because we don't want to publicize it, so we don't say more than the Simcha either. So it's not a dead giveaway, because when I say Aminigas, we don't say it. Nobody says it today. That Nesach was really outvoted 1,000 years ago. if this whole Shulchan Torah is correct, then it'll come out something fascinating. According to what we're saying, Ein Arvin Simcha V'Simcha is a function only of Simchas HaMikdash. According to Tosfos, there's no such thing outside of the realm of Simchas HaMikdash, but even according to the Rambam and Shekhes Aryeh, who say there is Simcha out of the realm of the Mikdash, but that type of Simcha is not the type of a Simcha that creates the Yisrael Ein Arvin Simcha V'Simcha. It's a little bit of a downer in terms of this entire sugya. I'll tell you why. It comes out this Man HaZeh, we don't have Simchas HaMikdash. Never. We live in a time of Chorban. We don't have Simchas HaMikdash. So the Simchas Yomtov that we have is the halacha equivalent of Simchas Rosh Hashanah. We have Shar Simachos. So remember, we started off the Shia by saying the Simchas Yomtov this Man HaZeh is the equivalent of Simchas Rosh Hashanah because it's lacking that dimension of Mikdash. It comes out that the Isra Vein Arvin Simcha B'Simcha this Man HaZeh is not the Araisa. And it's high sugya. We learned the sugya for 6 months. It turns out the whole thing is not the Araisa anymore. The only time, but Mez of Ramamurim, there's an issue of the Araisa of getting married, they know Sim Nashim B'Moyed. That's only when you have the real Makoy Simcha, when you have Simchas HaMikdash. Even according to the Rambam, who says that there are other Simchas mid Araisa, since those Simchas are not on par with the Shalosh Regalim, so Apidin, this Man HaZeh, is the equivalent of Rosh Hashanah, which we pointed out before, the name of Shekhar Sahih cannot possibly also be in Torah. So the poskim don't write this way. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, look at the classic poskim, you don't see this idea that the Yisrael Ein Nosim Nashim Emayit is on the Midrash Rabbanim Bizman HaZeh. But l'chor, according to what we're suggesting, with Asa Shekhar Sahih and the Rambam, that's exactly what's going to come out.
Without
Midrash. With Midrash, there's no such thing. Midrash, there's no Yisrael anymore because we don't have a Mikdash. Right. Still Nosim Midrash Rabbanim, but you don't see this in the poskim. The poskim do treat this as a Yisrael Ein, even Bizman HaZeh. So Kopanim, we had a major question from last week. How could it be that on the one hand there's an Issa, the Araisa of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? On the other hand, Gemara gives us that possibility in Ksubas Bam Zayin of actually getting married on Yom Tov, at least in Torah, allowed to get married on Yom Tov. How could it be? So we had a few different answers. Last week we worked on the one day of Tosfos that Hachal Ma'eskinan, it's talking about at the time of Erev Yom Tov, you were Makabal Yom Tov early, and it's only Tosefes, and Tosefes there's no mitzvah Simcha. And now we have the second Malach, the Shekesai's Malach, that Hachal Ma'eskinan, that's Rosh Hashanah. There is a third possibility, something that we spoke about, I think it was before Pesach, if I'm not mistaken, we spoke about this, and that was the possibility, maybe we're talking about at night, the night of Yom Tov. Why should the night of Yom Tov be any different? So there is a Gemara in Masechus Tzachim, on the Ayin of Abayz, in the ninth in the Mamakomos, with the Gemara comments in the third line from the top, so the end of the line, Vayisa Ach Sameach, L'Rabos Lele Yom Tov Acharim L'Simcha. The Gemara says that there's this Pasuk, Vayisa Ach Sameach, comes to teach us that even the last night of Yom Tov, this Pasuk is talking about Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, so even the night of Shmini Atzeres was a mitzvah of Simcha. Atalmeh Lele Yom Tov Acharim Lele Yom Tov Arishon, maybe it's coming to include the first night of Sukkos. Havaloma Ach Chilek, Ach is a meal, teaches me that there's no mitzvah of Simcha on the first night of Sukkos. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Why not? So the Gemara has two reasons why. Either because you can't bring a carbon at night, and any carbon that you would have brought during the day would have been too early to be brought, the carbon has to be brought to Afghan Yom Tov, or the stomach there's a cross of that the mitzvah of Sukkos Yom Tov doesn't apply at the first night. So no matter how you slice it, there is definitely a difference in halacha between the first night of Sukkos, or for that matter, the first night of Pesach, the night of Shavuos, and the rest of the Yom Tov. So one could suggest that maybe that's the answer to our dilemma. That maybe when the Gemara says that there's a possibility of getting married on Yom Tov min HaTorah, what happened to Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, maybe that Issa doesn't kick in until the daytime, because the Ika Simcha doesn't start until the daytime. So that's very questionable, whether that's a good answer. First of all, it's questionable how exactly we understand Pshat in this Gemara. I mean, if you remember, we spoke about this a few weeks ago, so we said that there are many who say that this discussion in the Gemara is only vis-a-vis Simchas HaBesar Shlomim. It's not vis-a-vis Shar Smachos. There's a Rashbam and Tzachim that says that on the night of Pesach, when you drink Dalakosos, not only are you being yotzei Dalakosos, but guess what? You're being yotzei Simchas Yom Tov also. So they jump on the Rashbam. But it'd be Simchas Yom Tov. It's the first night. There's no Simchas Yom Tov. So the answer is you have to figure out what's trapped in this Gemara. This Gemara Tzachim of Ayin is lab dafka referring to all dimensions of Simchas Yom Tov. It may only be referring to Simchas HaKarbanos. So to just stop to throw out an answer and to say that Hokum is getting at night you're allowed to get married, that's not so posh. But it is a possible terrace. So Kopanim, we have at least three possible working terutzim to our kasha. What's the case? What's the case of getting mad on Yom Tov in the Torah? Either it's Bismantos of Yom Tov, or it's specifically referring to Rosh Hashanah, like the Sheikh Isaiah says, or maybe based on the Sugya Pesachim that I and it's possibly is referring to the night of Yom Tov, at least the first night of Yom Tov.
If there's no Simchas Kabbonis on night, it also means there's no Simchas Megish.
Right. I mean, that would be like an extension of Apshat Rosh Hashanah. Right. I mean, if you hold up the Yisra, then you would have to already fall back on the Shagas Ayaz Mahalach, right, in Echinami. I had a Shaila one time, I had a Shaila of going to a wedding on Yom Tov. Some non from relatives invited us to, made a wedding in Chol HaMoed Sukkos. I didn't know. So I thought it was mutter to go. I thought it was mutter to even have, because I don't think the wedding was binding up the halacha. Whoever was, quote unquote, Masada Kedushin, it wasn't a Kedushin, it was nothing. So they're having a party. A lot of go to a Yom Tov.
But there has to be an
avodah. Yeah. Whatever it was. Anyway, so it was a small technical problem, two technical problems. One problem was there was no sukkah there. It was Chol HaMoed Sukkos. But the other problem solved the first problem. Food wasn't kosher either. So there was no problem.
The Rav has a Rav Shita is that Simchas Yom Tov is the awareness of one of the things.
Mifnei Hashem, yeah.
How would that...
Well, the ego feeling of being Mifnei Hashem is Bamikdash. That's right. What the Rav's whole development was. Right. And the only reason that the Rav developed that in Rosh Hashanah, there is a feeling of Mifnei Hashem, because Tikkun Shofar is also Mifnei Hashem, and Yom Kippur is also Mifnei Hashem. So that would be probably Ben HaTorah. Hey, there is one last question about the sugya. That's what the issue of the Mishnah Berurah brings up on the tentative Rav Kamos. But the halacha is that one is allowed to be Mekadosh Harisha on Chol HaMoed. We don't do this anymore because we always have Kedusha and Nisuin wrapped into one ceremony. But in the olden days, they would have Kedusha and Erusin are synonymous with each other. They would have Kedusha and then they would wait 6 months, they would wait a year. So that, there was never a halacha that you have to wait. You could have the two together also, but this man chazal, it was customary to wait for a significant amount of time between the Kedusha and the Nisuin. That minhag was done away with in the days of the Rishonim. The Rishonim abolished that minhag because they felt it was too dangerous in the days of the, specifically the time of the Crusades. They felt it wasn't a good idea that you could have a girl who's married, because she's technically mikudeshes, and then she's not living with her husband, she's living in her father's house, there's going to come a crusade, her husband's going to be in one place, she's going to be in another place, and they'll never be able to get back together, and so she'll be in Aguna. They felt it was just not a practically good idea, and that's what that meaning has become, Adayam is that we have the Kedusha and Nisuin separated by about 1 second. By
right, you mean like date for 3 weeks to get married? Instead of 6 months separation.
That's we'll bring that up in another time and place. But anyway, that's what our minig is. It's actually because of our minig that we have a new minig that developed under the chuppah. We showed him right that in the olden days you would have kedushin today and you'd have this in 6 months from now. So you'd make a bar for your gofer now and then another bar for your gofer in 6 months from now. But there's not a zah that we have everything rolled together. It's the shot of a brach levatola. How can you make a bar for your gofer for the erusin and then 2 minutes later for the Nisuin? So the Rishonim instituted that you have to make a hefsek between the two. So what's the hefsek? So the suggestion was, you read the ksuba. If you read the ksuba under the chuba, that kills time. That kills in 5-10 minutes. So you read it with a lot of gusto. So that's enough of a hefsek, not to be a problem of a bracha l'matala. That's why in the hierarchy of kibud, there is a strange, many very often life is like this, that what people perceive to be the greatest kibud is really the least covered. The reading of the ksuba absolutely doesn't have any halachic input whatsoever. You don't have to read it. You have to write it. You have to sign it. You don't have to read it. So it's a bit extant to waste time. So usually people think, ooh, the chabe, the biggest on the chocham to read the ksuba. So I'll feed them. The reading of the ksuba is really meaningless. But anyway, get back to the story. But so the Mishnah Berurah raises the question. It's true it's permitted to be Mekadosh Anisha in the olden days on Chol HaMoed. Taidu afil Mekadosh, be erisin levad leka simcha. Even though we don't have kedushin anymore, but we have tenoy, we have engagements. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to sign tenoy on. You don't know how you're allowed to sign it on Chol HaMoed. That's a different story. You're allowed to at least enter into an engagement on Chol HaMoed. That wouldn't be a problem. What about the meal that you make after the tenoyim? So Taz Oisek Kvol Idin Erisin. He says, just as you're not allowed to make a Sudas Erisin, so you're not allowed to make a Suda for the Tanoim. Of a Shari Acharon Mekilim Azen Lo Choshev Simchor Ke Erisin. And other people say, nah, you can have a Suda for Tanoim, it's Mishkefilach. Yaakov Panu, the Eino also Suda Gemur, Akim Retachas, the Chadoyme, the Vadi and Lachma. Says the Shabur, if it's not a real meal, it's just it depends on your level of hearts. If it's just a cake and fruit, it's, I don't know, some Chinese chicken. I don't know, I guess Mr. Bruden didn't have that too much around him. He says, that would be okay. You know, that's not a dasu, so that wouldn't be really a problem. Again, Mr. Bruden's not even talking about arvot. He's talking about the arvot with a breaking of a plate with a real meaning. To know, you know, real formalized things. From, we have arvot. Usually people don't wash for arvot. And it's not a real iskasha, but it's noim in the classic sense of the word. So the stomach, that would be perfectly okay. That wouldn't be any worse than any other party on Cholamoid. The stomach, Yeshlochel. I hope Yeshlochel, because my heart was on Cholamoid. We got engaged Cholamoid Sukkot, that heart was on Cholamoid Sukkot. So at the time, I don't think I read through this Mishabur. I just didn't think there was any problem, but the stomach, there was no problem. Okay, I think we can probably make a seam. We should make a seam on the Sugya. I think we started on Cholamoid Sukkot, so we're ending it by Shemuris.
So once they write there, they have to get a get.
No, it's not.